Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I don't know what's going on without introduction. It should be going loud and clear, but it doesn't seem like it wants to. Hopefully we can be heard on the air because I don't hear anything. Can you hear me? I hope so. So we'll just go ahead with the show, and if anyone comes on, they'll let us know if we can be heard or not. Let's see if we can hear that intro.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb Life, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Yes. I don't know what happened. It was, just busy doing nothing for a minute there, and then all of a sudden, here it came. They did say in the beginning of a programming, when I first came on the air, before everybody else came on the air, when I first activated on the air, they did say there was some technical difficulty. So hopefully the technical difficulties that we experienced won't interfere with our programming this evening. I see the boards lighting up, and hopefully people can hear me because I am here. And sorry for those of you who experienced a lag in the beginning of the show's programming. But I'm here, and it looks like a very cloudy day here in Virginia. I don't know what it looks like elsewhere because I've been busy figuring out and making plans on what we were going to talk about today. But today, even though it's cloudy, is a beautiful day. It's something about the day, the way the trees and the flowers just seem to illuminate. Even though the sky isn't a clear blue, nature around the environment is blossoming and blooming. So that evidently means that the earth needed rain, and it's striving. It's thriving with all the beauty and its glory and its color. So I guess that's why, even though the day is cloudy, the whole entire earth around me looks glowing and beautiful and pretty, and they have these bushes that just all of a sudden spring to life suddenly in front of my door. One day there's nothing, and then I'll come in from work, and wow, it seems like the flowers just, like somebody planted a bush there full of flowers, but they just pop out at their own will. But that's life. That's life around us, and that's the life that we experience ourselves. Things just pop up in our environment all by itself, and sometimes we wonder why, sometimes we get anxious over it. But I think some of what we're going to talk about today will explain some of the things that's happening and how we have to just let it go, just let it happen. There's a saying that I know you're all familiar with, let go and let God, or turn it over to your higher power. Nothing happens by chance. Everything is in its own right time. So we can't get frustrated. Well, we can get frustrated if we want to. But it doesn't make sense. I spoke to my sister, spoke to her yesterday, and we were talking about a situation, and she said, well, you know, that's the way it is, so, you know, no sense in getting beat up and bent up and out of shape over it. Just allow it to happen, because that's the way it always happens. So just turn it over, let it go, and it'll disappear, you know, like it always does. And I'm beginning to take that attitude, really, even at my job. One lady at my job, I was telling her about the instance that happened back in January Well, they have not allowed me to have a meeting to resolve this, and my thing is they probably don't know what to do with me. And the fact that I filed a grievance, they weren't suspecting that. And so what the woman said at my job was, you know how these managers turn over? They're here today and they're going tomorrow. Well, right at my center where I'm working, we just got used to a manager over the area that my drivers have, and my drivers are going to have a new manager Monday. They just come and go. They just flip it around. And that's the way life is, you know. Last show, we talked about addictions and compulsions, and one of the things that a listener said to me back then after the show was that I had asked, well, in my title of the show, I asked, my description, what is your addiction? And he said, you know, Duchess, you never gave anybody an opportunity to open up and share with you what their addiction is or was. And so I apologize for that. If there are any of you out there who needed to discuss your addiction, we were coming to a close in the show, but I could have allowed the show to last just a little bit longer so that you would be able to express yourself. But we know that addictions and compulsions come in all shapes and sizes. Some of them are monsters, some of them threatening our lives. Others are like gremlins messing things up. And many are invisible, you know, just little teeny things keeping us small. We have to understand that when we have these addictions and compulsions, these are the ego's way of easing God out, you know, E-G-O, easing God out. And your willpower alone is not always the answer. One of the, a couple of the addictions I forgot to mention last show was people's addictions to their cell phones, people's addictions to their computers, people's addictions to the television set. Do you know how you're just letting your purpose in life drift away, pass by you because you're just so stuck to sitting in front of the computer or your head down constantly, you know, fiddling with your telephones these days? You see people on the train with their phones. You see people, you know, in the office. You see people on break. You see them walking down the street. You know, how much of life, real life, is passing them by because they're so engrossed in this phone or in this television or in the computer or online. Now, there is a lot of benefit to being online because you can learn a lot. But are you actually doing anything with what you're learning? I mean, if you're putting it into play and you're using it to grow yourself or grow your purpose, then that's one thing. But just to say I know something without using that which you know, that's a sad thing. So with that, I'm going to move into Lena's, because everybody loves Lena. I like Lena Stevens's Power Path. And her Power Path, the month of May, and it's amazing because it came out today, fresh off the printer, has to do with trust. Has to do with trust, and it leads us into other things in our topics today because we're going to do a little browse through with Rick Hansen, and he's going to talk about how to slow down a little bit because if we slow down, we get a chance to smell the roses or the coffee, as they say. And then there is a channeling by Anna Macaba. She did a channeling, and it all just meshes and melds into each other, you know? So last month we had unsettling, and there's been a lot of unsettling. The month of April was unsettling. I have my mother who was out there. She's sick with the after effects. I mean, the after effects of the shingles can be worse than the actual shingles themselves. And it's been lingering on and lingering on, and I'm sure that's caused a lot of unsettling in her life. Then there are the things that are going on around the world. There's a whole lot of unsettling. Our political structure is unsettling. But with Lena's May energy, she's saying that we've got to trust. And I like that, because while everything is unsettling, if we let go and let God, things will unfold, but it just doesn't seem like it unfolds fast enough in the direction that we're praying that it goes in. You know, there's an old saying that when one door closes, another one opens. But then there are those of us who know it's hell waiting in the hallway for that other door to open, because we don't know exactly when it's going to open. And we're told that one will open, but when? And that's the impatience in us. And that's when we have to, you know, grab a seat on the floor and sit down and say, oh, well, it will open in divine order. I just have to trust that it's going to open at the time it's meant to open. So with Lena's thoughts, we have survived the energies of April's unsettling, although some of us are still going through it. You know, and some of us barely survived it. But you're facing a new game, a new dream, new possibilities, a new sense of self, and a lot of unknown during the month of May. Just as powerfully as April shook things up, many will feel that May provides us with a potent opportunity for changing our game and moving into that new dream we all so desperately want. That's May for you, you know. As for some of us, it will require a leap of faith, and for some others, simply a willingness to allow new things into our lives in a new way. This will take a great deal of trust as well as discipline in eliminating any attachment we hold on to old ways of thinking, judgment, and doubt. So the most important lesson this month is to trust and allow your life to be supported in unfolding in a very, very new way, one that you are not familiar with, but you welcome and you receive. It's also important to keep that don't know mind, you know, and to trust that all is manifesting as it should. It is also important that you notice your expectations and assumptions that lead and lock you down into old experiences from the past. For example, if you have always had a particular experience in the past around seeing a certain person, or when you see that certain person, or doing a certain task, or under the influence of a particular astrology. You know how we read our horoscope. We say, oh, well, you know, I don't get along with Leos because this is the way me and Leos get along. You know, that this time around, excuse me, got something stuck in my throat. Hopefully a little water will help. Back to the fact that this time around, the same experience could be very different under a new game, a new dream, and a new set of influences. This consideration requires that you eliminate your passive expectation that it will always be business as usual. You need to let go of your assumptions and give the universe some room to present you with a different experience. So, the next time you make plans for spending time with a difficult relative or tackling a task that was always challenging in the past, decide it can be different and then trust that it will be. Excuse me. The expectations that come from your mind are based on past experiences and the language of the past. You know how we have that self-talk all the time? As soon as we know that we're going to encounter a person, we've had past issues with, the first thing that pops up into our mind is remembering what the past issue was and expecting the same thing to happen over and over again. There are no intellectual languages in the future, as the future has not manifested yet. So, you are doing yourself a disservice by expecting the future to unfold in the same way as it has in the past. It's time to change the game, and we mean that seriously. And this means setting new rules for yourself. Examine how the patterns of the past create a negative rule that guides your life in the same direction over and over again. Some of those rules are positive, and some of those rules will be negative. We are mostly concerned here with the negative rules. However, if you have a positive rule that limits expansion and new direction, you may need to revise that rule as well. So Lena gives us some examples. You always get the worst seat. You know, you're like, man, I always get the worst seat when I go to the theater. Somebody's always sitting in that seat that I want. Or you may say you always get the best seat. I remember the other night, it's really weird because I was at work, and I have this report that I have to turn in every single night. And if my report is clean, well, I'm very happy. If my drivers didn't bring all their packages to me and I missed one, then my report's not clean. Well, for the whole entire month, a whole month, I've had a clean report. So Friday night when we went to our pre-work meeting, I was saying, you know what, the manager should give me a steak dinner. I should get a steak dinner, gift certificate, you know, to maybe a steak dinner or something, because I've had a clean report the whole entire month. And in my mind, I know I'm the only clerk that's had a clean report out of 8 of us. I had a clean report every month. And then I said to my supervisor, watch me get a dirty report tonight, because I said that. And darned if I didn't get a dirty report. You know, so it's time for us to, like, be a little bit humble, too. You know, humility goes a long way, you know. So this is maybe, you know, the universe saying, oh, Miss Smug, we're going to see how you feel getting a dirty report. And then the flip side of that, what happened was my supervisor went to what we call the keeper trailer, where they hold the packages for the next day, and she found the package that hadn't been turned in to me. She brought it to me. I was able to scan it off my report, so I wound up with a clean report anyway, but not without realizing that, you know, sometimes you speak a little bit before you need to. And that's something very small and tiny, but think of all the big things we do in our life where we call stuff to ourselves, number one, by being too smug, or number two, by looking for the same thing that happened that always happened in the past. We've got to change our way of thinking. So another one of her examples was, like I said, you always attract the right people, or you always attract the wrong people. Or you're thinking you always get into a fight with a relative when you see them. Well, you're expecting that, and you call these expectations to you. You know, they're called self-fulfilling prophecies, because you have prophesied that you always get in a fight when you see a particular relative. So lo and behold, voila, what happens? The fight happens. Because the energy is sent forth ahead of you, and when you walk into the room, the energy is all over you, so you bring it with you when you walk in the door. Or you can say you always get sick during a certain time of year, or you never get sick. I'm just going to say I'm healthy all the time, you know. You never have enough time. Time is unlimited. We always have enough time. Or you might think you never have good luck, or you always have the best luck. Setting new rules for yourself is a way of structuring your intentions to move in a new direction. We have been talking for months and even years over the theme of out with the old, in with the new. Well, this month will support that in a big way, as long as you can really eliminate the old and welcome in the new. And this takes a whole lot of trust. Another potent and exciting aspect of the month of May is acknowledging the power of your intuition as a guiding principle in setting your intentions and trusting in a new direction. Intuition is non-intellectual and helps us feel into things instead of realizing them. Remember that rationalization uses language from the past and past experiences, whereas intuition feels into the future. Your intuition knows your true values, and your values are important building blocks to the foundation of your future. It is no longer acceptable to be engaged in activity that goes against your personal values and integrity. Moving towards what your heart wants and your intuition agrees with will be what ultimately changes the game. So trust your intuition. Trust your new values. Trust right timing. And trust the new game. Now, how does the month show up to you? Well, Lena wants to let you know it shows up to you personally, relationship-wise, health and physical body, and through your environment. Oh, she also has business partnerships and projects. Let's talk about you personally. You have the opportunity this month to change your habits, patterns, and beliefs about yourself in a big way. There is also an opportunity to develop your intuition and begin to trust it in ways you have not been able to in the past. The influences we have and support of the times can ensure that whatever changes and reset you make for yourself can be permanent. So, watch how you're changing things, watch how you're resetting things, and be consciously aware as you walk through your life exactly what it is you're projecting out there. What are you throwing out there that causes you to receive what you're getting? Relationships. Relationships can be many things this month. Some will test you. Some will support you. Some will confirm you are on the right track, and some will be your biggest challenge. Relationship lessons this month will include working with your intuition and deeper knowing around what is healthy and what is not healthy. Often, it is difficult to let go of something known and familiar, even when you know intuitively it is no longer right for you. Okay? In the greater picture of change and evolution, trusting that when a space opens up, there is actually something better and more supportive out there for you. There can be times this month when you are fed up and irritated with the behaviors of others. Pay close attention to your unconscious habits of putting up with relationships that no longer serve you and cut them loose if appropriate. Now, those of you who are having some health issues, this is maybe the biggest area of trust and faith this month. We have very strong collective belief systems in place about health, disease, aging, healing, and what is possible and not possible for the human body. Without needing to know mentally, this is the month to push the envelope of what we believe to be true and to invite some concepts at the edge of the box to begin to manifest. The area of the physical body is where you can readily witness what your rules and beliefs are about what is possible and what you are capable of. Examine your personal rules about your health, your weight, your energy levels, conditions, capabilities, challenges, limitations, how much sleep you need, how much food you need, and in general what your body needs according to what you have been taught. It is time to change the game, and the body is a great place to practice implementing a new set of rules and trusting that it will be so. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Okay, we're going to examine your personal rules about your health. As we mature in age, some of us may feel that certain conditions of our body are the result of us getting old. Well, we need to stop doing that, because I saw a woman on Facebook who was in her, she was, what, 90s, and she was doing her own slow run down the track, you know. So we got to stop saying that we're getting old, because your body hears you, and your body hears what you're thinking. I remember, it must have been about 10 years ago, I was, I used to whisper. People said, well, how old are you? And I was like, shh. And they said, well, why are you whispering? I said, because I don't want my body to hear how old I am, because it might start acting that way. It might start acting old, you know? So we've got to stop projecting, and we've got to stop telling our body it can't do things. And we've got to get up and say, okay, you may not have done this yesterday, but we're going to try you doing this a little bit today. And every day when we get up and try a little bit more and a little bit more, after a while, the body starts saying, oh, wow, you serious, huh? I guess this is what you really expect me to do, so I guess I better do it. We've got to put our mind over matter. It works. And then when we start talking about what we're going to eat, for the whole 40 days of Lent, I refused to eat anything after 8 o'clock. Now, I would come home from work at 10 o'clock after having nothing to eat since 4 o'clock that afternoon, and I was determined that I was going to get through Lent without eating anything after 8 o'clock. You know? I mean, when Muslims fast during the month of Ramadan, that's what they do. They put that mind over matter, and they instruct the physical body into knowing that this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it, and you just have to abide by it. So if you can do that, Lent, you know, Ramadan, you can tell your body something, you know, you can learn something new in school. If you can do that, you can tell your body, you know what, we're going to go for a walk every day for 30 minutes, or we're going to go around the block once. Yeah, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. So we've got to begin to say to our physical body that we can do these things. We can overcome some of these limitations that we've put upon ourselves. You know, and then there are some of us who feel we don't get 8 hours of sleep. Well, maybe our body only needs 4. You know, so stop beating up on yourself because you only get 4 hours of sleep. Maybe that's all your mental and physical body needs. Now, if you're tired during the day, then take a nap. But once you start taking that nap in the middle of the day, rest assured, your body will begin to say, well, all I need is 4 hours of sleep because we're going to take a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But do it on a regular basis. Help your body. Do some things. Change the game. Your environment. Be the witness here in regards to the environment and trust that everything is happening just exactly according to some larger plan. Environmental events will continue to be intense, unpredictable, inconvenient, radical, and completely out of your control. What you do have control over is your personal immediate environment. Represent a change in your game by cleaning out, clearing something, letting go, and changing things. It is a good time to really pay attention to your personal environment. What can you change? What can you upgrade? What can you get rid of? What have you been living with that you no longer notice but no longer serves you? Be proactive and trust that when you let go of something, you make room for something new. Okay? And for those of you who have business, relationships, partnerships, and projects, the same concept as working with the environment is also true for business, partnerships, and projects. You need to trust that letting go of something you have been struggling with for a long time will only lead to freedom and something better and more in alignment with you. Many will make important decisions this month to finally quit a toxic job, complete a partnership that is no longer viable, or let go of a project that has been a struggle. For the last 3 years, I've been struggling over whether or not I'm going to retire at my job at UPS. But every time I think about it, you know, I go into that I need to know mindset. What am I going to do the rest of my life if I leave my job and I retire? Because I really like that. What am I going to do in the evening? I don't have anything else to do. I'll probably stay stuck in the house because I don't go anywhere and I don't mind being in the house. And that just ruminates in my brain. It goes on and on and on and on, and it happens every single spring, you know? But I'm going to let go and I'm going to trust that the time will come. And it will unfold in front of me, and I'll know exactly what it is I'm meant to do. So that's basically it for Lena and what she has to share with all of you out there. From May 1st to the 7th, for this coming week, this time frame is one of going within, exploring. Excuse me, exploring what is out of balance and setting a new path for yourself. It is a good week for cleaning and clearing, disengaging from any toxic, setting new boundaries, telling the truth to yourself about what is not working, and being patient with the invitations that are still keeping things a bit unsettled. Now, on the 6th, you're going to have a new moon. And she calls this an earthy, robust day for having great gratitude for what is different and moving into your life, celebrating your gifts and being inspired by what you can taste, feel, and exchange with others. The 6th will be a good day to put your hands into the earth and do some planting, either physically or symbolically. You know, and it's symbolically you'll be burying the past and facing the future with your own values, your own intuition, and your own trust. You'll be asking for our great ally, that spirit, God, Allah, Mother Earth, to nurture those seeds and help you and your new intentions to grow into the most beautiful blossoms. Now, we won't be having a show on the 21st, so that's why I gave you so much of Lena, because yours truly will be in Denver, Colorado. I have a granddaughter who's graduating the 21st from Johnson & Wales Culinary Arts School. She's graduating with a double bachelor's, and I'm really proud of her, you know. And I'm going to go with her mother to her graduation, Denver, Colorado. And so, with that, we're going to move into, well, I said all of that about the 21st because we do a show on the 1st and the 3rd Sunday, and that's the 3rd Sunday. And I'm letting everyone know that I read up to Lena's report to the 6th. The new moon to the 6th, and if you're interested in reading the rest of her energy report, you can go to powerpath.com, and the rest of the entire report is there, usually on the 3rd Sunday
what I'll do is I'll give you the second half of the month. But since I won't be here on the second half of the month, I figured those of you who have computers or have your iPhone, cell phone, you'll be able to plug in to Lena. There was a channeling by, I think her name is Anne McCaba, and she wanted to share some things with everyone. And I love these reports because they give us some spiritual insight into what's going on the face of this earth. I mean, sometimes this physical earth is a place where we need to have some spiritual clarity, because we humans, we can just make a mess of things, can't we? And we forget that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, you know? So these sharings bring us back to our spiritual energy, our spiritualness, our inwardness. It talks to our innate, you know, because we walk through the physical earth in this physical body, looking at all the physical happenings, and we can just look at the world, look like it's coming to an end. But when you get into your spiritual power path, then you realize that the end only means this world is beginning to have its new beginning. So while there has to be an ending in order for something new to evolve, that's exactly what's going on. So don't be disheartened by what you see on planet Earth, because like Anne McCaba was saying, that many of you are aware that a lot is happening at this moment with recent planetary alignments, because there are a lot of people watching things from a planetary perspective. We are being ushered to take action, rearrange our life. So she's basically saying the same thing that Lena was saying. Perhaps take a step backwards and examine what we have accomplished thus far, preparing for the leap that waits ahead. Now, the fascinating and beautiful part about looking back, examining what we have done, and we're not talking about going in the past and looking at all the uglies. We're talking about looking back and seeing all that you have done, that you have accomplished to get you to present day. I mean, there are so many things that you have done that you have forgotten that you've done, wonderful things that you have experienced, that until you look back and see those experiences, you just don't know how good it's been for you. Okay? Preparing for tremendous changes. You know, prepare for those tremendous changes irregardless to what you think. Prepare for them because they're coming our way. You know? We have to start invoking our true essence and our own heart's desires, making changes. That is the theme for the next several months under Miss Anne McCaba. So she's basically saying the same thing, only using different words ever so slightly. For many times, may be turbulent. So for those of you, the times may be turbulent. And yet everything that we have learned thus far, all the seeming pitfalls will instantly turn into phenomenal opportunities for us. What is important right now, as it has always been, is listening to your intuition, taking great care of your body by giving it much-needed rest and healthy nutrition when you are being prompted to do so, drinking plenty of liquids, paying attention to your whole digestive tract. At this time, it seems to be, can y'all hear me out there? Clearing and cleansing. It needs to be giving your body the clearing and cleansing that so many of us need. So, I had a friend of mine. I was teasing her because she was saying, "Oh my goodness, I got this cold. I don't know if it's a cold or if it's allergies, you know. But my nose, it just keeps draining and running and running, and I just wish it would stop." And I started laughing. I said, "Why? Maybe that's the only orifice. That's the only hole that your body has to purge the impurities that's inside of you." So sometimes, you know, we want to make something stop. When the body is purging an impurity, let it purge. Now, if the purging begins to make you feel sicker or worse, the purging begins to dehydrate you, you know, you don't want that to happen, and you want it to, you know, ease up on you. But when the body is purging like that, let it clean you out, honey, because that means there's something in there that the body does not want in it. Okay? Ann McCullough says, the sudden new directions and redirections shall occur for you now. So it's going to happen to all of us, no matter how we're spiritually inclined. Projects that have been worked on, many suddenly take a sharp turn in another direction or end abruptly. It's all happening to all of us. These things are directed by our higher selves in order to fully awaken to the truth of our life purpose and the recognition of the hidden potential therein, because we all have that hidden potential within us. No longer shall we be led astray from our life missions. They're saying that things are beginning to lighten up for all of us on planet Earth, and things are going to be made, how do you say, perfectly clear in the next coming month, as you shall diligently and urgently be rushed to make the necessary amends and to make the necessary changes in order to align with your true soul's purpose. Isn't that wonderful? For the awakened ones, those of you out there who have been long awaiting this because you woke up years ago, the process shall be a swift one, for you shall immediately recognize the potential of a new direction, understanding and trusting that you are being led in the right direction for your soul. Albeit the temporary, swift, painful moments of saying goodbye to the project or relationships or the idea that you have been working on, you shall be ignited with passion and assurance of high proportions that shall allow you to bypass all the human paradigms of misunderstanding of this redirection. You know, that's a beautiful thing, because this redirection will allow you to move confidently further in your endeavors and development of your life mission. There's a lot of people out there wondering what my purpose is. What is my purpose? Well, you're getting ready to embark upon some beautiful things, but you've got to let it happen. You've got to be open for it, because the time has come to fully awaken and walk into your power. The time for action has indeed arrived. So I'm hoping that those of you who have been waiting are ready and accepting, you know, and will enjoy and rejoice in the happening. And this is not something that's just going to, oh, the sky's going to open up and, oh, my God, you know, like I'm going to see a bright white light and, oh, I'm just going to be. No, it's going to be a gradual easement into your everyday. It's going to be just you knowing simple things, you know, very everyday types of things yesterday. Very everyday, okay. I paid one bill yesterday, one bill, and I knew that I had to have gas for my car for the rest of the week because I get paid by the week. And I had a few dollars in my pocket, and I was hungry. Now, my freezer wasn't totally empty, but it wasn't anything in there worth putting together to eat. And I was out early in the morning, and I hadn't eaten all day by 2 o'clock. I wanted to go to a meeting, and I hadn't eaten all day. Now, it was 2 o'clock. The meeting was at 2:30. I didn't want a McDonald's. I didn't want, you know, I want some food. Some real food, but I couldn't go home and get some real food because there wasn't much, there wasn't no real food there for me except maybe in the freezer. So I said, oh, boy, I guess I'll go to the meeting, park my car in the parking lot, wait for it. Now, this is about 2 o'clock, 2:10, and wait for it to start because if I go to a restaurant and get me a little soup or something, then I'll be late for the meeting. I don't want to be late for the meeting. I might miss the meeting altogether. So I'll go to the meeting, and I sat there, and I was hungry. So I pulled up and saw a lady that was opening up the door to the meeting, and I said to her, you know, I'm hungry, but I know if I go to a restaurant to eat, I might not make the meeting, so on and so forth. There's nothing home. I'd have to cook. She said, well, why don't you just go to the – I said, I don't want to go to McDonald's. So I'm sitting there, and this man pulls up in a truck. He pulls up in a truck, and the lady looks at him because he's carrying stuff into the building of the meeting, you know, frozen stuff. And she says, she's hungry. And he said, well, come on, get some food. I said, some food? He said, yeah, but it's frozen. Well, to make a long story short, the floodgates of food just emptied out into my car. He had those smart ones, the frozen dinners. He had some Marie Callender frozen dinners. He had the chicken and the macaroni, and he had, I mean, this man had the pot pies. I must have come home with at least 20 frozen dinners. 20 frozen dinners I brought home yesterday because this man works at a supermarket, and what they were doing was they gave it to him for distribution to homeless shelters or to whoever wanted it because they were getting rid of it. You know how these supermarkets get rid of food and when it's in the way for new stuff? Well, the supermarket was closing out, and my refrigerator is packed. My freezer is, like, overflowing. I mean, I even got buffalo wings. He gave me 5 packages. You know, of my favorite, Tyson's Buffalo Wings. So I'm saying, when we start saying to the universe, I need, I want, I desire, now we're living in a time of manifestation, we better be careful, you know, because the floodgates may open up, and you may not be able to hold on to all that it's opened up to you, but it's going to open up. It's a wonderful time that we're living in. Trust me. Be careful of what you think. Be careful of how you think. Because the universe is most graciously willing to answer your every command. What was that movie, The Secret? Huh? Your wish is my command? Yeah. So, busy, busy, busy. We're so busy. And I think that is the reason why some of us cannot or do not realize how we're capable of manifesting the things that go on in our life. We're too busy to even notice. And that's where we move into Mr. Rick Hansen. Busy, busy, busy. Busy, busy, back soon. You know, busy, busy, busy. Can't think about anything because we're so busy, we're caught up in our email, we're caught up running the children places, we're caught up trying to catch the train, we're caught up here, we're caught up going to work, we're caught up, you know, and it's like you're too busy to really think, you know. People work long hours, they're taking children to soccer practice, baseball practice. We're having to rush home to cook dinner. Our story's coming on. We got to sit down and watch our stories. We're too busy, busy, busy to think because, you know, we got to watch our daily programs, you know. And it's just, really sad sometimes that our brains are so busy doing things that are of this earth, this dimension, that we can't, we don't allow ourselves to, say, meditate and go in and realize that there is a different world that we could create. So, what does busy do to us? How about it activates the same general stress response system that evolved in the brain to protect us from charging lions? I had a counselor say that to me the other day. She was just talking, that flight or fight response, which releases nerve-jangling hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. That's why you got that belly fat, stress. It weakens your immune system. That's why we're catching stuff. Immune system gets weak and wears down your mood. That's why we're grumpy and grouchy. Okay? It puts the alarm system of the brain on red alert, scanning for thoughts and often overreacting. Have you ever noticed that when you speed up, you're quicker to find things to worry or to get irritated about? It also gives you less time to think clearly and make good decisions. Even though the need for speed may have become a way of life, it's always possible to make a change. Start with little things and then let them grow. Honestly, slowing down is one of those seemingly small actions that could really honestly and truly change your life. I know that. I know that when I lived in Rhode Island, I was busy. I mean, I had a calendar that the words on the calendar, I mean, it was so many words on my little pocket calendar that you couldn't even see the date on the calendar. You just had to guess that that came next. And I remember that when I moved out of Rhode Island, I decided that I was not going to let anybody sweat me. I'm not going to go any faster than I want to. I want to be able to think. I want to be able to do things productively, okay, slowly. And that's the way I am now. I think that's why, you know, my heart does not gravitate towards New York City, because I am so slow-paced now. That just the mere fact of having a conversation with one of my sons, he talks so fast, I have to tell him, look, hold up. You got to slow down what you're saying, because your words are coming out so fast, my brain can't move that fast. It's not moving as fast as you're talking. I don't understand a word that you're saying. Because, you know, we have to be slow, productive, emphatic. You know, it's like such a nice pace to be calm and slow down a little bit. I told a judge one time it was impossible for that cop to catch me speeding, because when I drive on the highway, I drive in the I am not in the hurry lane, because I'm never in a hurry. I make sure that I get to work on time. As a matter of fact, somebody told me that if you get to work or you get anywhere 15 minutes early, then you're on time. If you get there at the time that you were supposed to be there when it started, now you're late. I'm always at least 15 minutes early for anything that I need to be to, because I'm going to leave in enough time to slowly get there, because I like watching the scenery on the highway. I like watching the other drivers breeze by me. I like looking at the license plates on the cars. I enjoy my trip. And if you're in a hurry, how are you going to enjoy it unless you're the passenger? And then everything is rolling by. So, Rick Hansen says, do a few things more slowly than usual. Leisurely lift the cup to your lips. Don't rush through a meal. Let others finish talking before jumping in, or stroll to a meeting instead of racing. Finish one task before moving on to another. A few times a day, take a long, slow breath. Back off the gas pedal. Okay? That's a good one for me. I had a friend one time tell me that I drove like a snail, and I told her that's why I don't have driving to, I don't get tickets for speeding. And she must have had like maybe 400 of them. Okay? I don't speed. When the phone rings, imagine that it is a church or temple bell reminding you to breathe and slow down. This suggestion is from a Vietnamese monk. Resist the pressure of others to get things done sooner than you really need to. As the saying has it, their lack of planning does not make it your emergency. Find what's good about this moment as it is, so you'll have less need to zip along to the next thing. For example, if you're stuck on hold on a phone call, look around for something that's beautiful or interesting, or enjoy the peacefulness of simply breathing. Over time, wrap up existing commitments and be careful about taking on new ones. Notice and change any internal pressure to always be doing and getting more and more. What's the net bottom line effect on your quality of life? Does racing about make you happier or more stressed and worn out? All the while, soak in the ease and well-being that comes from slowing down. And don't be surprised if people say you look more confident, rested, dignified, and happy. It's your life, no one else's. Slow down and enjoy it. I like that. I have this young man that watches me walk into my place of work every day because he works at the customer counter and I have to come through the guard check gate. And I happened to go through the customer counter to clock in, and he started laughing at me one day. And I said, "What are you laughing at?" He said, "You know what? I watch you walk in here every single day, 365 days or whatever a year, however he put it." He said, "And you know, I noticed that you never, ever change your pace. Whether it's raining outside, whether it's snowing outside, whether the sun is shining," he said, "it's like you walk with a purpose, one foot in front of the other. You never rush. I mean, it's like you walk in here with ease. You go to the clock, and that's because I'm never late. Why do I have to rush into this place for all this work that's waiting for me? I'm not late, and I take my time." What he doesn't know, the secret is that my back bothers me, and so I have to be consciously aware of how I walk and what I put in front of the other, because I don't want to be in pain. But needless to say, take it easy out there. Rest up. Don't rush. Know that all things are as they should be. And remember, to offer yourself to your higher power, there's this prayer called the third-step prayer. And the third-step prayer basically says, and this is your way of letting go and letting God, I offer myself to thee, O God, to build with me and to do with me as thy wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I might better do thy will. Please take away my difficulties, that victory over them will be a witness to those that I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May thy will be done always. So, with that, know that all things are as they should be. All things are as they need to be. And your higher power is in charge of all things that's happening around you. So take it easy. Enjoy life. Don't fight it. Do what you can. And then there's always that serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Then chill and see which one is meant for you. And with that, this is Duchess, and I'm signing out. I want to let you know I love you. And if you love our contact, please visit us at www.patreon.com. Night-night. Thank you.